The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To laugh or not to laugh, that is the question. It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
Does anybody remember laughter?
So it's getting some attention in some circles for people who watch Saturday Night Live Saturday night this last weekend, that there was so much of the cast breaking up and laughing during sketches. I mean, more than I've ever seen ever combined in 40 years of watching the show in one episode. And an interesting thing about that, Katie, you're not old enough to have lived through the Carol Burnett Show, which was a big popular sitcom, like the number one show in America back in the 70s. But legendary, these various clips where Harvey Korman and Tim Conway would break each other up and laugh. And as a kid, I really enjoyed it. And a lot of people enjoyed it. And there's still popular YouTube clips. But it would seem that there's a limit to how much of that you can take based on Saturday Night Live. And we're going to play you some examples. There's some famous Saturday Night Live clips. I mean, Jimmy Fallon used to break up a lot. I mean, he just, for some reason, some people can't hold it together as well as other people. And I've watched those clips over and over again and cried laughing. It was so funny, him breaking up. But it's just like, it's a good flavor. It can't be the whole thing or something. Ryan Gosling, the host, for whatever reason, he can't make it through 30 seconds of any sketch without starting to laugh. That's an interesting personality thing, isn't it?
I think it is. I don't think it's like a question of discipline or whatever.
No. I don't think so either. But it's pretty interesting that you're just so giggly, even though you've got the script, you've rehearsed it over and over again, you know what's coming, and you can't keep from busting up.
Right, yeah.
I should have maybe started with this. I'm a Saturday Night Live freak. I've been so into it since the first year. I've watched documentaries about it. I watched the podcasts where the old cast members talk about various sketches. I mean, just I'm super into Saturday Night Live. And Lorne Michaels hates it when people break up. Like, that's his rule number one. Do not break up during a sketch. We wrote these sketches in a certain way to be funny in a certain way. They'll be funniest if you don't break up. Do it the way you're supposed to. I mean, he hates it.
So I haven't seen this Ryan Gosling thing. Is the laughter, does it seem forced or is it genuine?
No, it's definitely genuine.
Really?
And most of it makes me laugh.
Because
it's funny stuff happening and then he can't keep from like. But there, so the one that's getting so much attention, and I read the article in the Hollywood Reporter, Heidi Gardner, who's one of the regular cast members, completely lost it during the Beavis and Butthead thing. And which you're going to hear a clip of here in just a little bit. And it's really visual. I don't know how well this is going to come across. Very funny sketch. It's just, it was a news program. It was like one of those town halls, political town halls, like you'd see on CNN or something like that. And the host is talking to Kenan Thompson about AI and stuff like that. Well, Ryan Gosling is over her shoulder looking exactly like Beavis from Beavis and Butthead. I mean, like the hair, the outfit, the everything like that. And he's just sitting there very intently listening and everything like that. And then, and when Kenan Thompson points out, just the person behind you looks just like Beavis, and Ryan Gosling's looking around like, who's he talking about? But when the butthead character comes out, who's really got makeup on, Heidi Gardner turns around and sees him for the first time, and then she can't talk for like a minute. And at some point, the whole thing falls apart, and it just doesn't work anymore. But and I've got some of her quotes about that from a Hollywood Reporter I could hit you with, but let's listen to the clip first.
But if human beings created the AI, can't we just program it to not do that?
Well, it depends. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
What? I think that's a valid question.
No. Now there's a gentleman behind you that looks like Butthead.
Professor, just because our audience members aren't as informed on the issue as you doesn't make them buttheads.
Butthead from the cartoon. He Beavis' friend.
I'd really like to move on and discuss AI, so would you like him to move?
Yes, thank you. The man with the gray shirt and exposed gums.
Sir.
She's talking to you.
Oh, I'm sorry, me?
Yes.
I am so sorry. I'm confused. I'm just here to learn about AI. But
so, you know, and then they set to get him out of the line of view of the AI expert, so he's not, they're not distracting. They sit the person who looks like Beavis, whose name is like Ralph, and the guy, because they don't even know what they're talking about. I've never heard of this cartoon. They say, but they sit them next to each other, and they're sitting the same way, and then they're laughing at things.
So I have two comments. Number one, it's not her fault that Kenan Thompson is the funniest human being ever. And everything he says is hilarious.
Right.
Secondly, the answer is the audience. They loved it. They're laughing so hard they were crying. Stop. There's the end of discussion. Let's all have fun, people. Come on. Don't we need more fun?
From the sound of it, it also kind of sounds like they might have set her up for that. Like they hid from her what that cast member was going to look like just for the shock value.
Yeah, so what I was wondering is, because they do dress rehearsal right before they do the show, which I can't imagine what a long, grueling night that is. They do a full dress rehearsal and then do the show. But they didn't put the prosthetics on, and he had these prosthetics on his face that made him look like Butthead is an odd-looking human. And so she hadn't seen him before, and then she turns around and asks him to move, and then when she couldn't talk for like a minute. But so that was like, I don't know, a third of the way through the show, and Ryan Gosling broke up every sketch. Well, by the time you get toward the end of the show, and like the sketches toward the end, it's like, all right, okay, can you just, I mean, I actually, with my, and Henry, I was watching it with my son Henry, he said, that ruins it when they laugh, because we watched a whole bunch of them. And I mean, there must just be a limit to it. Because like famously, like I said, those Carol Burnett clips are the most famous Carol Burnett clips of all time of a very popular comedy show when they would break each other up. Maybe it's just a limit. Maybe that's it.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
It's odd that Ryan Gosling cannot get through a line without laughing.
I think it's like people who cry a lot versus people who cry a little. It's just, it's part of your makeup, which reminds me of my favorite conundrum, Katie. I don't think I've ever hit you with this. I may have. If I have, forgive me, I'm getting old. Have I ever told you the one about punching yourself in the face?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
If I punch myself in the face so hard, it makes me cry. Does that make me a tough guy or a pussy?
Huh? You know, I've never thought of it that way
like
before.
That's like Einstein level riddle right there.
Yeah.
You got to get Oppenheimer on that one. It's got quantum mechanics in it or something.
I think it makes you a mental case, but okay.
If you want to see a fun SNL skit, Disneyland Jimmy Fallon Disneyland, where everybody's at the table and they're discussing their trip to Disneyland and everybody cracks up. It's a fun one to watch.
It is.
Yep. Well, I guess that's it.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.